You're listening to the Mixed Morning Show podcast with Dom, Emily, and Jeremy.
You guys know I know how to party, right?
You tear it up, man.
If by party you mean take naps, yeah.
You have your shirt off right now.
Let me show you how much I'm going to party tonight. There's for my little community where I live, the HOA meeting is tonight.
Oh, no.
The annual, you know, once a year.
Yeah. Whoop,
whoop. And I have to go because I think there's a coup that's trying to take place amongst the HOA board.
That's cool.
Yeah. And I think, I don't believe I want to miss that in case there's some sort of fisticuffs or something.
Bring a cocktail and kick back. And
well, you know, that's the, you laugh, but 2 years ago, I brought a 6-pack of beer to the HOA board meeting. And the majority of people
should get wasted in the back alone.
No,
or what?
But I mean, you should have seen the looks. Like, oh, you can't bring that in here.
Oh, whatever. They're just jealous.
I brought it and I started passing around, but I noticed people just held them. They wouldn't even open them. I was like, yeah,
that's weird.
Just wear your "I'm with stupid" shirt, please.
I think I got to. You know, I'm going to report back tomorrow to see what happens because I think there's going to be fireworks tonight.
It's going to be good.
And I'm going to say I might bring some more alcohol tonight.
Try to record it like real subtly.
You know what? Maybe I will.
Please do.
All right, so that's my fun for tonight. I don't know about you guys. And here's more fun for you. What type of gum loses its flavor the fastest?
Oh, my God. I don't know, but I bet your HOA board knows.
Bring that up tonight at the meeting. I've got a question.
Hey.
Trident. It's got to be Trident.
I'm not a gum chewer. I don't understand chewing gum. I
pop one for fresh breath every now and then if we're going to be out doing something.
Why not a mint?
Yeah, I'll just do the Altoid. The gum. The curiously strong mint.
Really? I think it's an oral fixation thing. You know, you just got
to
keep it busy. Yeah.
Can we agree that you cannot look intelligent chewing gum?
At any time, ever.
Yeah, it's just not possible to chew gum and look like you got a brain in your head. I'm not saying people who chew gum are brainless. I'm just saying that's that look.
You kind of did.
You look like a cow chewing
its
cud. Well,
if you chew it like that, what if I'm chewing gum with my mouth closed, but like on Wikipedia?
Hey, look, different strokes. Different strokes. There's obviously.
What if you're chewing gum while wearing glasses? Then.
No, because then your glasses are going up and down, up and down, up and down.
What if they're the glasses with the nose and the mustache attached?
That works.
I like that look. Anyway, no offense to gum chewers, although I probably just did.
You did.
The worst experience with gum in terms of flavor are the chiclets. They say they lose their flavor after 1 minute.
Chiclets.
What's the point?
1 minute, 20 seconds.
There's no point.
Is it even that long?
So 80 seconds with a chiclet and there's no flavor left. And then it goes all the way up to, what did you guess was number one?
Trident was those little Trident ones.
Number eight.
I think like the minty ones always seem to last the longest.
How about Bubblicious?
Yeah, not the good Bubblicious stuff. That's gone after
that's
a few
like
minutes.
That's the pinnacle of gum right there,
money,
the Bubblicious.
But for about 120
didn't
seconds.
Didn't make the list.
What?
Hold on. Bubble Yum came in sixth
place. I think that's
place.
The same thing.
Oh, okay. Bubble Yum.
Tomato, tomato.
3 minutes and 10 seconds.
Okay.
Dentine Ice, which I know is a lot of people around here are fans. 5 minutes, 35 seconds, but none of them hold a candle to the number one gum, which lasts 6 minutes and 33 seconds before it loses its taste.
I don't even last that long.
No kidding.
How would you know?
Too easy.
You just acted like you've been there with me.
No, because Nicole rolled over and told me one day.
No, right. No, you were there.
Okay. Stop!
The number one gum.
With a six pack.
And as I'm with stupid shirt.
And his stopwatch.
And chewing gum.
Shut up if I hate you guys.
I have to tell you the great. Can I get off track and tell you the greatest?
What the hell? Go for it.
It's the worst, most horrible prank that I've ever heard in my life. And this is a true story.
Okay.
It's a couple that got married and had their big reception. And the big part in the reception was at the hotel where they were staying. It was like a big ballroom, had the huge reception. And then after the party, they went upstairs and they spent their wedding night.
Oh.
They consummated?
And the next morning, when they woke up and were just kind of lying there talking to each other, they heard a noise. Two of their buddies rolled out from under the bed and ran laughing out of the room. They had spent the night under.
You're the full of it.
Totally true.
Who
story.
Is that lame and has that much free time to hide under newlyweds'
beds? I think
bed?
I would do
is
it.
Is that the worst prank you can possibly ever pull on somebody?
I thought you were. This was going to be a joke or something.
No, like, that's
this,
a
your
true,
face. This is
true.
Do you know these people?
I know of it them? Happening.
That's yeah. so.
That's
stupid.
Kind of pervy and kind of funny.
It's the pervy. It's the worst thing ever.
They
was
were
it you?
Passed out under
no.
the bed.
Are you sure it wasn't
no,
you?
No, 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 no.
Why do you guys think practical friend. Jokes are so brilliant?
that's beyond practical joke. That's
but
just.
But that's not even a joke, is
that's
it?
Just,
that's just kind
they
of
meant it as a joke.
Voyeurism.
The number one
they
gum.
It.
The number one God, gum so is weird. 6 minutes, 33 seconds, and
oh,
that
right,
is
back to this.
Eclipse.
Yes. Okay. So yep. I've
the
had
reason
it.
I bring this up is because I saw the story about gum and how it doesn't hold its flavor, and then there was a conversation that came up about tulips because we're getting into tulip season.
Yesterday, off the air, we're just sitting here in the studio, and out of nowhere, Dom goes, "What are your guys' thoughts on tulips?" What?
It's because I saw this thing about gum.
Okay.
And I've heard that tulips last, what, like 48
hours
or something?
They're
like
quick.
Maybe a week.
Yeah. A week. Yeah. And I said, what's the point of the tulip? It's if true. It's only going to last 4, 5, 6 days, why even bother?
See, and I love the tulip. The tulip yeah. is my groundhog, like in Groundhog Day. When I see the tulip starting to sprout in my front yard, I know, wow, we've maybe got 6 more weeks of winter, and then it's done. Yeah. We're ready to rock. Spring is on its way.
There's such a resilient symbol to beauty and life anew.
Right.
And I think the reason why they only last a week is because us as humans and our puny little hearts cannot handle that much beauty for too long.
I just think they get snowed on and then they die.
We have a beauty limit?
Yep, I think we do.
I don't get it.
There's
so,
such a symbol.
So what this leads to is if you consider chewing gum and the tulip, what do you wish lasted longer?
Oh, we already covered
that.
Yeah,
we covered that already.
We covered that.
What do you wish lasted longer?
What?
And I'm going to open up the phones because I think this can be mind candy day. You tell us what you wish lasted longer. And I'm going to go first. And you're going to think I'm crazy, especially since people are completely burned out on it now. I wish the NFL season lasted longer.
Are you flipping
really?
Kidding me?
I was going to use
I'm
that
not.
As like a snarky answer. I wish the coverage of the Super Bowl lasted longer.
I wish we could talk about the Broncos all day today.
I'm talking about even just the regular season.
Really?
I wish they played like 24
okay.
games instead of 16.
All right. I think
seems
it's just right.
Pretty violent.
But yeah.
The players could never, like those teams would be completely decimated by the end
right.
of the season with mm-hmm. injuries. But that's what I wish. Do you guys have anything before we go to calls?
New car smell. I wish it lasted longer because there's
right.
nothing better. And it just kind of goes away after 6 months.
I wish dogs lasted longer. I don't think our pets are around nearly long enough.
You're saying what they need to do is genetically engineer a puppy that lasts for like 35 years.
Yep. Yep.
Instead of the 12 to 15 or whatever.
Right.
30, 35
12
years.
12 to 15 if you're lucky.
Right.
You
All
know?
Right. 10 to 15. But if they could engineer a dog... And that stayed in puppy form for 35 years.
I'd even take
puppy
a
breath.
Dog form, but, you know, yeah, they're just too great
That's a lot
to
of poop
not
scooping.
Have around.
Terry says, I wish my favorite shows on Netflix lasted longer. I get into a great show and it ends and I have a giant hole in my life.
Breaking Bad. Totally agree.
Yeah, right.
Breaking Bad.
Aaron wrote, I want my cell phone battery to last at least a month between recharging.
Yes. Well, you can dream.
Yeah. Our Mark Andrew had a brilliant answer yesterday. He said, weekends.
Durr.
Right.
He said, I will charge my battery every hour if it means 3-day weekends for the rest of my life.
Sharon has just the right amount of kiss up to our show. She goes, I want your show to last longer.
Aww, we're not Sharon. Giving you anything.
Stop some more. Here's Debbie on the line. Good morning, Debbie.
Good morning, Dom.
What do you wish lasted longer?
Well, similar to Jeremy's idea, I wish the new baby smell would last longer.
I guess you just
I guess
go,
so, yeah.
Couldn't you just go buy that baby powder?
Just
Is
buy
it
the
baby powder?
Right,
yeah.
Isn't it Johnson?
Or the baby lotion.
Not quite the same.
Well, new babies kind of smell like puke and poop, so.
Oh, the good part of it.
Top of their head. head. Top of their head. I think that's a lovely answer,
that's
Debbie.
That's a beautiful, beautiful Thank moment.
You. Didn't we talk to somebody a couple of years ago who said they continually had, they had more children? I think they were up to 7 or 8 kids. Mm-hmm. Is because they loved babies just so much that they always wanted to have a baby in the house.
That's different.
Yes. And I will say no other comment.
You know what smells really good actually is a brand new, fresh, clean diaper. Like straight out of the package, they smell really good. I'm weird. I like to huff diapers. Okay.
As long as they're not.
I've
the
never
used
wanted
ones.
You more.
Don't know why I said that out loud today, but
you're so
I like
sexy to
huff
to
diapers.
Right now. You're turning me on.
I'm gonna bring one in. You'll like it.
Debbie, have a great day.
You're like my dealer.
Hey, hey, buddy, you got a clean diaper there, buddy? Hey, buddy,
give me a Pampas.
You got a fresh
clean
Pampas?
Is the operative word on this.
Clean.
Right?
You don't want
right.
poopy. Nope.
Here's Alana. Hello, Alana.
Hi, Dom.
What do you wish lasted longer?
I wish the gas in my car lasted longer.
Yeah, time to buy
no
a hybrid.
Joke.
Go hybrid, girl.
Yes. Yes.
What kind of car do you drive? I have to know.
I drive a Chevy Cavalier. Yeah. So.
Yeah, well.
Middle of the road.
Bump it up. Yeah. I'm driving an F-150. Yeah. I go about 4 days.
That's it.
Yeah.
Huh?
And it costs
well,
like
I deliver
$100.
Pizza, so it goes by pretty fast for me.
What'd you say you do? You deliver pizza?
Yes.
Oh, I wish pizzas Shut lasted
up,
longer.
Really?
You know, we're over here on the South Colorado Boulevard in the Galleria building, 12th floor, if you want to ever stop by.
Hook a brother up.
There are not enough girl pizza deliveries. I wish a pizza lasted longer.
Yep.
Oh.
Alana, have a great day.
Thanks. You too.
Appreciate you being
You know what else?
Show.
And I think all the ladies listening will understand. I wish the bounce and volume you get at the salon lasted longer. You know, you get it for the rest of that day, and then...
Am I right, ladies?
Am I right, ladies?
Hey, Gordon, what's up?
Not much. How are you guys doing?
What do you wish lasted longer?
My vacation.
Yeah. Right.
I wish it would last a month instead of a week.
Oh, but then you got to go back, and after a month, that's just painful.
Yeah, then you relax, though. There is something about vacations, how time speeds up. When you're away.
It's like a time dilation.
It's crazy how fast they go.
Yeah, and you know, it's the thing where the last half of your vacation is ruined anyway because you're mentally doing the countdown of how many days you got left.
Yeah.
Right.
It's like as a kid when summer vacation was ending, you'd be like, oh.
3 days left.
Right, you have that kind of going on.
Life is horrible.
Gordon, have a great day. Thanks for being on the show. We appreciate you listening. And
thanks to Ken on my Facebook who said root canal procedures and intestinal flu.
Does his last name begin
Funny.
With an M?
Yep.
Okay,
He's
I know
so
Ken.
Snarky, I love it.
Want more laughs? Follow us online.
Every morning.
Search at Dom Emily Jeremy on Twitter and Facebook.com/Dom Emily Jeremy.